Blog Talk Radio.
Number 378 shows and counting. And we've got a great lineup again this year in 2023. I want to wish everyone out there, even our furry friends and our four-legged friends, a happy and a better and a stronger, a safer, a healthier and phenomenal new year 2023. And hopefully get a great, you know, more victories coming in and work harder, because if we don't do nothing, nothing happens, okay? So we got to all step up to the plate and teamwork all the way, because that's what it takes. But I'm going to just go over a couple things with you before I get started. Well, everybody, welcome back. Love all your support. Been on for like 5 weeks and everything, and I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or whatever you're celebrating, and it was safe and everything was okay and had a beautiful season through December. But anyway, I had bad news. I just lost my adorable cat, Justice, on New Year's Eve. It was heartbreaking and devastating. May he rest in peace. Miss him very much, and it was the saddest New Year's Eve I've ever had in my whole entire life. But he's gone, but will always be remembered. Our pets are our furry loved ones, and we get very close to them, and they're special in our lives, and we won't ever forget them. But, you know, if you have pets out there, please, you know, spend as much time as you can with them, enjoy them, and talk to them, because that's what they deserve, and photos, that's another thing, videos, or whatever you got to keep the memories, because they really don't get to live that long. You know, we don't know, death does not discriminate. We're all on this earth temporarily, and we got to make the best of it, including all the animals. But I'll get started here. Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, is on every Thursday. I got another great lineup for 2023, like I said, at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific, listening worldwide. And the number, if anybody has any questions or comments later in the show, the number is 310-982-4270. You'll be in the queue and press 1 if you would like to speak to the guest with any comments or questions, okay? And try to refrain from any noises in the background. Radios, TVs, conversations, you're more welcome to come on board. We'll have another great show tonight. The guest is coming back. And my name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host of Voices Carry for Animals, a.k.a. Mama Bear. So Mama Bear does care because she is on the air. And I want to thank all of you out there, all the supporters that's helping me to promote this show year after year. I mean, it's amazing the teamwork going on because it's strong teamwork and all of us working together, we're striving to see them victories and justice for all the animals. So please, if like I said, if you'd like to call in later in the show, it's the same number every Thursday, and you can also call in from Skype. Listen to this live podcast from either my phone or the internet and listen in worldwide. And all shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for having this radio platform because it's so very important for all of us. But if you want to get to it somehow, the www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. And are also, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. A big shout out to Marty Oakley of TS Radio Network, Voices Carry for Animals. That's where it originated from, starting back in June of 2014. So we're heading on to 9 years of shows coming up in June, and she's been a great team player and helped me to get Animal Advocates Radio together. And all these great guests, and big thank you to all of you, the callers and the listeners and the, you know, Facebook friends and followers that's participating in Voices Carry for Animals support group on Facebook. The admins, a big shout out to them that's helping me out. Also on Twitter, all the big animal pages that's sharing the show. Fans of Animal Rights on Facebook, they've been together with me for a long time, and a big shout out to them because all this matters out there, everyone, all of us working together because we are better together than apart. Strength in numbers, and that goes out to Mama Cat, and she's listening this evening, and she's an awesome, she was an awesome former guest. And she's part of the Voices Carry for Animals family. That's all of you. Once you get involved, we are family, and we got to work together and stay together and work hard because that's what it takes. And we always say, hey, we want a better and stronger year. How are we going to make it better and stronger? That means we got to work together because if we don't, we'll have the same repeat of 2022. And there was some victories, but they seems like they take forever to get here, and it puts the animals in harm's way. But I wanted to bring my guest on, and a big shout out to Gary Bowden of All About Animals Radio. Hey Gary, thank you for being another team player, animal warrior brother out there. They're on Facebook and Twitter, and that's All About Animals Radio. They got some great shows. Hey, host to host, coast to coast, we stand together, all of us, and against animal abuse and neglect. Okay, so check out their shows, working together. But I want to get the show started and bring back Dawn Stanley. She is the director of In Defense of Animals, Justice for Animals campaign. And she's coming back with this this evening, and I want to welcome her back because she's out there working hard and doing her thing and trying to, you know, she is a positive impact in this world. But our topic tonight is going to be people abandoning their pets at a fast rate because of high inflation and also current cases at the In Defense of Animals. But I want to welcome you back, Dawn. Hey, Happy New Year to you. It's so glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I always like having my guests back, you know, and keeping up on everything that's going on, the progress, anything new. But go ahead and, you know, tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how you got started, and then we'll get with our topics, okay? This is wonderful. Can't thank you enough. Yes.
Well, in 1983, mobilization for animals took place in 1983. And at the time, I was involved with friends that were active in rodeo, and it was disturbing to me. And I heard that Bob Barker and a group of wonderful people were going to be participating in Mobilization for Animals. And I went to the rally in Davis, California. I left there a vegetarian. And then I saw the animal film and wound up in the fetal position and turned into a vegan overnight. But anyway, I was blessed to be at the first meeting of In Defense of Animals in 1983. And Dr. Katz was our founder. Our new president is Marilyn Kroplick. We have an excellent team working on just about everything we can think of, from to sea wildlife to cruelty cases. We have Hope Animal Sanctuary in Mississippi, very close to where I am. I was the founder of the sanctuary, and it was just too much to take care of a sanctuary, work cruelty cases, and work on legislation. So we have redesignated our priorities, and I'm over the Justice for Animals campaign, senior campaigner. And I first want to start off with a miracle that happened just over a few days. A man contacted me. Please, please, please tell everybody, potbelly pigs are not micro minis, okay? So people adopt them, find out they're going to be too big for their environment, care of them, or they get bored with them, or they have them in a community that has restrictions that considers companion pigs livestock. So a man called me. Somebody had dumped this poor pig in the woods right near his home, which did happen to be in the city limits. And so I told him I would set about trying to find somebody to help to find a home for her. In the meantime, a dog from a neighbor's got loose and attacked the pig. And the pig ran up the street and was hiding in a carport. And that woman called the animal control officer and told him she was afraid of the pig. I have a picture that I've just sent you of a little
tiny pig.
This is a very sweet pig, and the man who was helping her was an angel. Anyway, so before the animal control officer got a chance to shoot her, I arrived, we crated her, got her to the vet. Of course, my wonderful veterinarian, Dr. Abernathy, with Veterinary Associates in Grenada, Mississippi, gave me the look of death. I have had him work on emus, you name it. And he said, "Doll, what are we going to do with her?" I said, "Well, you're going to work on her ears." Well, we did some thinking, and we managed to get her in. She's extremely heavy. We got her in. He worked on her last night, and today I picked her up, and it was an absolute miracle that one of my friends knew someone who helped me with horses before, who now has got a potbelly pig and some goats and welcomed Petunia into her fold. And I just left there and returned. Petunia has her medication. She's going to do great. And it's like, you know, all my friends tell me, you know, don't you need a plan? Don't you know what's going to have to happen next? Well, here's the problem. Things spring up on you. You don't always have time for a plan. Who's going to plan when the animal's in danger right now? And I do believe in planning. I believe this was a miracle. I ran and got her. I took her to the vet. We found her a home. She's in her new home. And I know it's one animal, but that one animal speaks to the millions of animals that need help, that we are grateful to help when we get the opportunity and have the resources.
That is a miracle. That is so inspiring and uplifting. And thank you, y'all, for everything that you do. I mean, look what you do every day, and dedicate your life, and want to see bring the negative into the positive, and it can be done, right? I mean, we cannot say it can't. You're wonderful, totally inspiring.
I kind of don't use the word can't. I if nothing else,
right.
Please at least say try. And
that's right.
I have found, you know, over the years here working for In Defense of Animals, and not alone, not in a vacuum, with the backup of our home office staff, our regional staff members, and volunteers and friends. Sorry.
You
okay? 1 second, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, it's just, you know, once we put our minds to it and we look at everything and we say, hey, we have to do something here, because if we don't, it's just going to get worse. So we have to, you know, these animals, they can't speak out for themselves. We are their protectors, even though they're not at our home. We're their voices, and, you know, defenders, they cannot do this stuff themselves. They need us. And when we make their lives and betters for the futures, they especially thank us. They can't say it, but you can tell in the videos or the pictures or up front. Just like you, when you sent me that photo, I said, that is adorable photo. You know, I would love to post that. But, you know, appreciate everything you do in defense of animals does. I mean, you're taking your time to, you know, get out there and help them. And even on this radio platform, I keep telling everybody, we can talk all we want to on this radio platform, but if we don't take action, we're just spinning our wheels. You know, we got to contact our state representatives, and it's easy to do, you know, be professional and polite. Everyone, area code 202-224-3121. During business hours, give your zip code, and then ask to speak to your representative or senator. And we're going in session here soon, so we can get some laws and legislation. You could be a part, you know, being a creator of a law, you know, just by getting with your representative and asking for a bill constituent proposal form. And fill it out, return it. They will email it to you or mail it. Mail back to them, and you have to stay in contact with them. It goes to draft. If it gets approved, then it'll be assigned a bill number. So you could be a part of important legislation out there. And it takes, you know, you get your supporters, your family, your friends, you know, social media. And if it gets passed, you say, hey, I was the creator of that, and I worked hard for it. But the animals deserve it. And you gave them your dedication and time, because that's what it takes. So everyone, please take that action, and, you know, and recruit other people, bring in the awareness, because that's what it takes. In Defense of Animals is international, and it's, you know, big. It's huge. And Dahl's been on here several times, and this is not the last time. I always like, you know, having my guests back. But, you know, keep it up, Dahl, because yeah, I know you're feeling good about the pig, you know, the pig and everything. And you have to be, and you did your, you know, you could do what you did, and just imagine if you didn't, okay? And what would that picture be?
That's something we all need to consider, too. This year, more than any, I don't know if it's the economy, I don't know if it's the uncertainty that people are feeling in a kind of chaotic atmosphere of government and our economic state, but the rescuers, all of my friends are saying this is probably the worst year we've seen in 30 years. And that's really saying something. And I hear so many people that are so close to quitting, to burnout. Burnout is not in my vocabulary. I go home and lick my wounds. Yes, this changes you. Yes, you get jaded. But you have to remember one thing. you're really in this and you take off, the animals don't. The animals are still there. They still need you. And find a way to comfort yourself. My friends and I commiserate. People ask me, what do you do for fun? And I say, well, after we do a rescue, we eat. this is your life. Most rescuers and most people who are involved with animal advocacies, it is their life. And I think somehow we're born to do this. I mean, I know when I was a little girl, I couldn't stand to see animals abused or people. I'm a people person. You're never going to hear me say I hate people. You may hear me say I'm extremely disappointed in people. And yes, I'll give you an example. It was Christmas Eve. I was called by law enforcement in one of the counties that I help in. And they were concerned about some dogs who had no shelter. And, you know, we were having that 7-degree weather here. So they wanted me possibly to take the dogs. Well, I decided that I would go to Tractor Supply, buy some igloos, and go see the situation. I'm going to tell you, the people that came out of that little shack were the nicest people. They were joyful that somebody had come to help them and their dogs. Their cat lived inside. And while I was there with one of the officers who was just great, they said, well, we have this dog too. And so another dog had come up. So I was back. I guess that wasn't Christmas Eve. It was right before, because I was back the next day with the day after Christmas with the doghouse. And do you want to take those people's animals? And what are you going to do with them? All of us, we are struggling to find homes for animals. We're hearing people in, and I quote, no-kill shelters. The bottom line is, can we all call things what they are? Limited admission facilities, shelters, rescues. They limit wisely who they can take in and who they can place. But when you have facilities like the Mississippi Animal Rescue League here in Jackson, who contract with 13 communities who have no facilities for animals, the animals they pick up are injured, ill, unsocial, and the rescue lead tries to help them, and they do a pretty good job of adoption. The problem is not the Rescue League having to euthanize animals that can't be adopted. The problem is breeding. When are we going to get our communities to understand the value of spay and neuter?
That's right.
And here in Mississippi, I'm going to speak out for my regional veterinarians in the Grenada, Winona, Greenwood area. Do you know that a large igloo costs more than a spay and vaccination?
Whoa.
So I don't want to hear people say, I mean, maybe they can't afford a doghouse, and probably they shouldn't have a dog if they can't take care of it. But a lot of people in these communities where there's not the prevalence of great jobs and good finances, and maybe, you know, it's a problem with education over the years and their family, and they're living the way they know how to live. At least they're taking in animals that are not dying on the road. So if you can help them, help them. If they refuse the help for the animal, then it's time to take action and to remove the animal. And we have some progress here in a few of the cases that I've talked to you about. The man who dragged a dog in Crystal Springs, Mississippi, is on his way to grand jury and circuit court. The mayor in Crystal Springs is going to join me in handing the district attorney thousands of signatures to our alert. And let me tell you how valuable that is. Don't think that groups just want to get a bunch of signatures so they can get your address. No, the reality is those signatures cannot be used during the trial, but they can be presented to the judge in the sentencing of the trial. Once you get into that area of the trial, it's perfectly legitimate for the district attorney to say, "Judge, here's 17,000 people who want this person to go to jail." Or, very importantly, mental health evaluation. Yes, some people are just mean and they deserve to go to jail and they deserve a fine. And there's other people that have fallen through the cracks through the years, maybe in their home environment, maybe in the school system, who have mental health issues. And we've got to start addressing mental health issues because they don't affect just that one person and that family. They affect the people around them, and they deserve our help. Mississippi is one of the states that has really an overburdened mental health system, but at least in 2022, we got Buddy's Law passed. So if a juvenile harms an animal, they won't be prosecuted and punished, but they will be ordered full health evaluation and treatment. That's a huge step in the right direction.
Oh,
also,
yeah. That's right.
Don't depend. Like, we hear things about a new law, like when the PAC Act was passed. People here were saying, call the FBI. That dog's on a short chain. Please investigate. Please learn your laws. You can do so much for animals if you know how to articulate our laws and to use them. There may be a case that you have that instead of prosecuting, you call DEQ in on a puppy mill. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to use law to the best of its ability. In Mississippi, we have an awesome seizure law. If an animal is believed to be neglected, abused, or just endangered, we can seize the animal with law enforcement, and the guardian or owner, and I quote, of the animal has 5 days to ask for a hearing, 3 days to put up a bond, and within 14 days, there's a hearing. So animals don't have to be seized as evidence and held for years or months like they used to be. So even Mississippi, you know, people are always going, oh, Mississippi. Mississippi has some good laws. Learn them. Know how to use them. But also understand that a federal law doesn't apply to your city, your county, or your state unless it's civil rights, civil liberties, or something like that. The federal animal cruelty laws have to do with interstate transport, to do with federal property, in the case of crush films. I'm wondering if we can't find a way to get TikTok abuse, Facebook and Snapchat abuse worked into the federal law. Since in a way, it goes out on the air. It would be interesting to see if we can't some way manipulate that to use that under a federal law.
And I don't think it would be that difficult to do because we got to, you know, get these animal rights together, you know, because so many of them get slapped on the wrist and, you know, you see the videos or the... And it's horrifying. You know, I can't even imagine it's terrifying to these animals, what's going on, you know, when they have to suffer pain and get tortured and all this. It's terrible. And why would people want to do
and
videos on
even,
them and be happy?
Well, even
I can't
neglect.
See that.
Right. Mm. Even for neglect, I'm sorry, the dog that is thirsty, the dog that is hungry because they're neglected, the dog that has a flea infestation or bad teeth, to that animal that's suffering, it is just as valid as it is for an animal who's actually being beaten or burned. The reality for each individual animal is their reality that we need to face. And we need for our law enforcement and others to understand it. And I will say in Mississippi, most law enforcement agencies and judges and prosecutors are extremely helpful, extremely serious. And a lot of times they just don't know the law because when they go to training as an officer, these are not necessarily the laws they learn, and they welcome them. I've been not procrastinating, I've been too busy, but I'm rewriting a book that we have here in Mississippi that Mississippi Animal Rescue League and another organization originally wrote on our laws, and with some other material in there on how to investigate and humane euthanasia. And, for example, I've been out in the middle of the night with a horse that's dying. There's no veterinarian around. You're not going to get help for that poor horse. You're not going to leave that horse to suffer. And a law enforcement officer with training, and you can look up. It shows you exactly where to shoot each species. So it is immediate and not painful.
Whoa. Yeah, there's so much. We could be on this, you know, platform. We could bring up so much stuff, Dawn, you know, that's going on. Because it's so, all the animals' lives matter also, you know. All lives matter, including all the animals. So we got to keep fighting for them, keep doing what we need to do, and not give up. Because if we give up, we automatically lose, right? I mean, it's done deal.
Exactly. And right
and
now,
we don't want that.
We have an alert that we're going to be placing on Indefensive Animals Facebook page. And this alert is to a judge in Texas who let a young man who beat a tiny family dog to death.
Oh, no.
Brutally. Mm. For peeing on him. Well, the dog probably peed on
him
because he was scared of him to begin with. That judge let him off with nothing but probation. So please do look at our Facebook page and help us with influencing changes. One example I think I've given before, in my community, I was in court with a judge who gave a woman a slap on the hand, primarily because the animal control officer didn't present the case well. But I met with him, and I took thousands of signatures, and we sat and talked calmly and professionally. And the next case I had, he refused the plea bargain that the prosecutor had agreed to and gave the man maximum sentencing, including a $6,000 vet bill. It doesn't do the good to put people in a corner and chastise them. I think it does a lot of good to get to know your law enforcement officers, know your prosecutors, know your judges, know your representatives and your senators, not just on a federal level, but get something done in your state. Ordinances, ordinances are restricted. For example, in Mississippi, a county or city ordinance cannot give a fine of over $1,000. But in some circumstances, that's great. That's plenty enough. And then for anything that you need that's more serious, of course, take it to the state law. And our Dog and Cat Protection Act in Mississippi does allow a judge on a misdemeanor to prohibit the abuser from having another animal for 5 years, and on the felony for up to 15 years. So it's mental health evaluation for a felony. It's jail time, fine, and they can't have another animal for 15 years. Now, the judge may, depending on who the judge is, but I'm seeing judges stand up right and left and getting very serious about all of this.
Good. They need to get serious because it's not a joke. You know, these animals, you know, with their pain and suffering, a lot of them are going through, there are zero excuses for it. And if they don't crack the whip on them, then guess what? The problems get worse, and they get a slap on the wrist. And I can't stand the slap on the wrist because they need to be punished, you know, whatever it takes, because these animals, they didn't get a slap on the wrist, you know, just like the little dog getting beaten to death for peeing. Really?
Right.
I mean, you know, is that a good excuse? No. It's zero excuses for animal abuse.
And when you find out somebody has been arrested or is going to be arrested, find out the details. For example, there's a woman in Mississippi. I'm not going to mention her name, but she played a horrific role in a very heinous killing of a cat. And it took us a while to track her down because people put all kinds of names on Facebook, and they may put a location that they don't actually live in. She was using an alias, and she did not live in the community that she stated. But she's been discovered. And the district attorney looked at our state dog and cat statute, Protection 97-41-16, and because it says domesticated dogs and cats, he decided that this cat was feral and therefore didn't deserve the protection of the law. So I got hold of the senator and one of the co-authors of the Dog and Cat Protection Act that in 2020 was upgraded them for their statement. And now the captain who's working with me on this case has let the DA know that the distinction between domesticated dog and cat means it's not a bobcat. It's not one of the feline community in wildlife. It's not a coyote. All cats and dogs are domesticated animals. So you have to be careful. You can't assume that prosecutors are always going to understand the law.
You're absolutely right. That's it. And Dawn, I want to see if they're running the 20 till 8 here, Eastern time. Does anybody have any comments or questions for Dawn Stanley, the Director of In Defense of Animals, Justice for Animals Campaign, area code 310-982-4270. You'll be in the queue. Press 1 if you would like to speak to her, okay? Just try to refrain from any noises in the background. You're more than welcome to come on board. We do have a caller here, Dawn. Okay, 1 second here. Area code 925, you're live and on the air. Welcome aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. Go right ahead.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Hey.
Yes.
Okay, great. My name's Gina. I'm calling from Macomb, Michigan. And I wanted to kind of ask you guys for some advice about what's going on currently in this community regarding the abusive veterinarian. He's Dr. Wayne Gilchrist, and his next court date's coming up. It's on January 13th at 10 a.m. And last court date, he had a whole bunch of supporters saying that they wanted the dog, the rescue German Shepherd, returned to him. But meanwhile, this all came to light because it was recorded on YouTube by his son, this horrible video of abuse. And his veterinarian wife was there, and she watched everything. The his child, his son, was recording. His son recorded everything, and his comments were super sickening. He titled it, it was the comedy blockbuster of the year. And, you know, it's just so disturbing. He was encouraging the abuse by his veterinarian father. So I have a small group out here, and we've been protesting, and they have counter-protesters. And I'm just encouraging people to write the judge, I guess, because he's pleading not guilty, and he wants the video dismissed as hearsay. And she can give him 93 days if she finds him guilty, so he could get jail time, and that's what I'm hoping for. But if there's any kind of advice that you could give for, like, you know, getting the community and, like, having this veterinarian answer for, you know, what he did.
Exactly.
There are a couple of organizations.
I think I've seen that video. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We have posted an alert on that to the prosecutor.
Oh, great.
And hopefully he will use it to sway the judge. There, I believe there are several organizations, including Animal Victory, that have sent signatures. Thank you for your local position, for standing up and being out there. We can always expect that even people that are brutalizers have their little campaign group. I don't think the judge can possibly look at that video and in any way, shape, or form condone what he did to that dog. And actually, one of our alerts went to the Board of Veterinary Medicine in Michigan, and a lot of people had called them. When I talked to one of the gentlemen there, he said, oh, yeah, we've been hearing from folks. They're not happy about what they saw.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, though, with that organization is he's not a member. When I wrote the Veterinary Association, they wrote me back saying that, you know, there's nothing they can do, basically. You know, but if we get a conviction.
They can still condemn it.
Yes, yes. And I hope they do. I hope they do publicly. I really do.
A public condemnation will reach the judge.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would.
Keep calling them. Tell them you want a public statement from them.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, thank you so much.
And you have a petition or a group? Because I'd like to join that.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Let me see. I'm going to look it up on Facebook. So there's Laws for Paws, and my name is Gina Patolo, if you want to find me on Facebook. So my name is Gina Patolo, G-I-N-A, Gina Patolo, P-A-T-O-L-O. And, yeah, so if you go on my Facebook page, I there's events on Facebook, like, for the protests, and there's events on Facebook for his upcoming court dates. And, you know, I'm always posting, you know, news articles, you know, regarding it. But there's definitely Laws for Paws is a great organization. And, you know, they protest as well as Sterling's Legacy. Sterling's Legacy has been there. And, you know, they're amazing. They're both just completely amazing. Because I just showed up to the court. I didn't know who anybody was. And, you know, I just wanted justice on that first day. And, you know, getting to see him in court and everything. And I thought the judge was superb. I thought Judge Jennifer Andrey did an excellent job because she sentenced that, like, he can't have any contact with animals right now. Until this is resolved, he can't have any contact with animals. So the dogs were taken out of his home, and he's not allowed to work. Well, his wife is still working. And so that's, you know, also a like a good thing is that I think the judge is going to be, you know, a good judge for this case. And I really hope she gives him a full 93 days.
And it would be interesting, too, if there's anybody that has worked for him that has any comments about how he behaves towards animals in his clinic.
Because that's scary. It's, you know, I wouldn't take my dog there. And a quick Google search, and there's 15 other veterinarians right there in that little area. You know, it's a small area. There's 15 of them, you know. And then that's the thing, too, is, you know, I know that the people who work for him, like, that's, like, his side is having all these excuses. Like, what about his children? Give the children their family dogs back. But it's like, well, listen to what the kid said when he was recording. And then another thing is, you know, what about the people who work there when you're protesting? These are just innocent vet techs, you know, and it's like, well, it kind of comes with the territory. Like if I worked for a pediatrician that was, you know, videotaped beating a child, I would not only expect protests, but I would participate in the protests. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm coming from on that.
I know.
Well, that's
I've never seen that, Gina, the video, and it's sickening. It is sickening. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a German Shepherd and a veterinarian, definitely. Oh, my goodness.
And you're going to hear people say, well, what about people? You're always helping animals. Well, first of all, I had a friend once who said, a guy that worked alongside me, and he said, don't, you know, I know you're helping animals. What about people? And I went down the list of things I had done that week for people, and I said, okay, let me hear what you've done this week for anybody.
Oh.
Boy, shut up.
That's awesome.
Right. Put them on the spot. Put them on front street.
And
when
we would go protest at the rodeos in the San Francisco, San Mateo Bay Area, people would say, get a job. I always took my pay stub with me. I was a Teamster. And I'd reach out and say, you want to match it? You know. Be ready for
very
those
cool
stupid challenges.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, for the people who are like,
yeah, just
sorry, what
was question,
that?
Adam, if they, you know, if they're getting on you about, hey, you always help animals, but what about people? And then say, okay, just like Dahl said, what have you done? You know, that's huge right there. Because whoa. Yep.
Yeah.
But, Gina, thank you for calling in. This is great, and I
absolutely
hope you keep calling anytime. Anytime.
Oh, thank you for having me. I was so nervous, so I'm sorry if I was stuttering.
you were doing great.
You are doing great.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you guys for what you do. Thank you so much for what you do.
Well, and I'm so glad to hear you're there.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys have a great night. I'll be listening.
And please call, you know, stand in there. You said Laws for Paws, right? I'm going to be joining and spreading the word, okay? Because we are strength in numbers. Well, we're power in numbers, too, okay? So we got to get together and become stronger. That's what it takes. And no, I got another caller here. And, Gina, like I said, thank you for calling in, calling anytime, listening anytime. You know, we're down
thank
to 11
so
minutes
much
here. Hey, anytime.
Okay, bye-bye.
And have a great evening and a great year, okay? Area code 702.
Thanks.
Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carried for Animals. You're live and on the air. You have any comments or questions for Dahl, please? Go ahead.
Happy New Year, Debbie. This is Harolyn Sampson, one of your fans.
Oh, how are you, Harolyn? Happy New Year to
well
you, and thanks for calling in. This is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, so you covered the topic, which is also important. I'm calling from Nevada, state of Nevada, and we also are like the same city of Mississippi, though we have dogs roaming around the big city, and one of the shelters closed last fall to where they weren't able to take in dogs because of overcrowded, and there's other factors to it, though. If I could, though, I could send you some – I could refer you to some links, though. Some links, so several links. One of them is Nevada Voters for Animals. That's one. and a Go Vegas dog. So both links are for better shelters in Vegas, not Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for calling in. This is wonderful. So happy to hear your voice, you know.
Happy to hear your voice. Did I talk too fast? I just thought,
no.
I wasn't sure if I talked. Thank you.
Yep. And one thing about these, you know, the high inflation right now, it went from the pandemic, and I call it the scamdemic. There are a lot of families are leaving their, abandoning their pets, you know, because
yes,
of high vet bills, the price of food's higher, and it's ridiculous, you know. Look at rent and the price of houses and food, and gas is going to be climbing up there again. Homeowners insurance, property taxes, we're getting hit from every angle, and it's not fair because not everybody's rich. And who pays the price? The animals, because they get abandoned, and that's not fair to them. And it's sad. We got to get some control and oversight, everyone. Contact the White House. Contact your representatives. Let's get down. They don't like public outrage or public outcry. You know, there's got to be some control here because it's ridiculous. I was in Publix the other day. They had two candy bars for $5. It's like, really?
Oh.
You know, come on. Regular
Doritos
candy
is $8
bar.
Now for a bag of
Isn't
Doritos.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Oh.
I recall it was $3 20 years
Doritos?
Ago. $8 for Doritos now, but 20 years ago it was $3 for a bag. It wasn't reasonably priced back then.
Oh,
well,
everything is up.
Hi, Doll. Hello, Mrs. Stanley.
We're lucky because in Mississippi things are a little cheaper. Our gas is about $2.90 on the average, and there's one brand of chips that are better than the Doritos, so just plain, but they're like $2.99 a bag.
Is that the tortilla chips?
Yes.
They're
Sanchez or something like that. It's a yellow and red bag. It's always, you know, away from the other chips, but look for them. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it.
Check that out. And one thing, though, Mississippi, I know here.
Dog and cat food. Dog and cat food. The price of dog and cat food is going up. The price
is ridiculous.
Like I said, an Igloo Doghouse here in Grenada, Mississippi. I don't live in Grenada, but I'm right outside there, and so is our sanctuary. A large igloo is $199 before tax.
Oh,
a medium is $169.99 before tax.
What?
And a stay is $140. So,
all this price gouging. This is disgusting. You know, we got to do something with you people.
Here's the problem. Mm. It's not just gouging. When diesel fuel is $5 a gallon, when it was $114 a gallon when I had my van not that many years ago, that's where your costs are going, the materials and the transport. It isn't necessarily that these companies are really raking in. They're just trying to pass on the costs that they're getting.
Yeah, but I heard that the gas companies are getting record profits. It's unbelievable. And look at mortgages. What's that got to do with gas? Nothing. Or rent.
Yeah, but a lot of
Nothing.
This has to do with the government and how our government's being run, too. So
there's
a lot to change out there. But in the meantime, we stand for animals. We work for animals, and we got to understand, you know, everybody says you can't save them all. Well, you can't, but you can save the one that's in front of you.
Oh, I have a question for you,
true.
Mrs. Stanley. If you have time, I'll let the next caller get him. But have you been to City Hall about these issues of animal rights? Just wondering, do you have, like, agendas you propose?
An agenda we propose?
Yeah, do you propose agendas at City Hall? Like, Do you
I work with animal rights. Legislators. I work with legislators constantly on a local and a state level. No, I don't work on a federal level usually, but Defense of Animals, it definitely promotes the passage of ordinances and statutes. Yes.
And how many minutes does the speaker have to, minutes do they have to talk to promote their, to propose their agenda? Just wondering how much minutes they would have
there. That's going to vary. When you get on an agenda, you ask them. That's going to vary.
I see. Yeah, because for animal rights here, we only have a minute, but everybody else who has a different agenda get 3 minutes, but we only get 1 minute. So, yeah.
Well, that's something to bring up with your counsel.
Oh, yeah, that's what I've been studying, yeah, religiously. I've been looking at it, you know, looking into it daily. And yeah.
And I don't know if you know any attorneys, but maybe they could put a little pressure, because that sounds like your civil liberties may be violated if you're not allowed as a citizen the same amount of time as somebody else for a different topic.
And Harold, can you hold on 1 second? I got a couple of callers. I'm not going to get all of them in.
Go ahead.
Area code, you can stay right online, okay? Area code 719. We're rocking the airways, everyone, at the beginning of the first show of the year, and this is wonderful. Thank you. Area code 719, this is Mama Cat. How are you doing, Mama Cat? Happy New Year.
Thanks. Hey. I'm doing a little better today.
That's good. I'm so glad to hear that.
Hey.
A former guest, everyone.
I wanted to say something to the last speaker and tell her that we have similar laws here in Colorado about getting up in front of city council and only giving a minute. So what we do is we have many, many animal advocates show up. We write one conglomerate speech, and each person is allowed 1.5 minutes. I speak 1.5, then the next person carries on the same speech, and that's how we get through our entire presentation. And you may want to work on doing that. That way everybody gets to, you know, share in creating the topic line and presenting it.
That's a great idea.
Yes,
the more people,
is,
the merrier.
Hey, strength in numbers, power in numbers. We the people have the power. There's enough of us.
I wanted to make a quick comment on the pig. These people are going out and buying pigs for pets, which is adorable. I mean, they're so cute. But there's unscrupulous people that are ripping the people off. My neighbor got a potbelly pig. She was so excited about her mini potbelly pig, and she brought it over to show me, and I told her, that is a pig. There ain't no mini about it. That is just a baby pig. Oh, no, no, I paid extra to make sure it was mini. I said, did you tell the pig that? Because that is just a regular old, everyday, run-of-the-mill farm pig. Oh, no, no, no. Well, about 2 months later, when the pig was 200 pounds and it escaped her yard and they're out there screaming, Archie, Archie, I grabbed a bag of grapes, went out and found Archie and made a trail of grapes back to her house into the gate, threw the bag in the gate and said, I told you that was a farm pig. That is a big pig.
Even
they found sanctuary for him. It wasn't a pot belly. It was just a plain old farm pig.
Farm pig. Hey, Mama, we're going down to a minute here, ladies. We're running out of time. And Mama Cat, thank you for calling in. Harold, thank you. And Gina,
you're
new
welcome.
Caller calling in. Lauren Contino from Save the World, Save the Animals. She's on hold, but we don't have enough time. Next time, Lauren, and thanks for all you do. Next week, everyone, if you join in, I'm having the vigil for elephants. Next week, the team players from that, and we're going to be having a show on the elephants that have died in captivity in zoos and, you know, circuses and stuff like that. So if you please join in, I'm going to be helping Lindsay Baker help promote her show next Thursday. She's from Jane Vidal's Mitchell, who was also a former guest on this show several times. I believe in teamwork all the way, everyone. So please listen in next week, because these elephants, their lives matter too, and they're in captivity. and let's see the animals that are captive free in 2023, okay, and let them enjoy their lives and families.
Absolutely.
But I want to thank you all for tuning in. This another show was rocking for the first show of the year, and I can't thank all you enough. But have a nice evening, and hope that all you come in next week. And Mama Cat, go ahead and say what I usually say because you're on air. Go ahead. Paw in hand.
United stand against all animal neglect and cruelty across the land. Thanks
all
for calling
right.
in, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, doll. And you're welcome back anytime, okay?
Oh, thank you,
love
dear. Thank everyone.
Yes, awesome show. Great. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks, lady.
Be
happy New Year,
there.
Everyone.
Contact the state representative, the White House. Use your voice on any issue.